Your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Bright sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 71. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 49. Partly cloudy again tomorrow, 81. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 61.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
This is an ag business update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. FBI is warning agriculture cooperatives to prepare to face ransomware attacks during the 2022 planting season as hackers target the nation's food supply chain during important production season. In a private industry notification, the agency said two grain and feed companies already saw attacks this year. Feed mill reportedly attempted to access the system in February, and a multi-state grain company experienced a LockBit 2.0 ransomware attack in March. The agency is encouraging companies to back up data, protect information with strong passwords, use only secure internet networks, provide users with cybersecurity training, and contact their local FBI field office if they suspect any hacks. CME Group announcing some price limits for grain and oil seeds would be reset starting May 1st for the trade date of May 2nd. This is part of the usual semi-annual review of limit resets that occurs on May 1st and November 1st. Daily corn limits will change from 35 cents per bushel to 50 cents, with the new expanded limit moving to 75 cents. Soybean future limits will increase to $1.15, up from 90 cents, with $1.75 expanded limit. The daily limit for soft red and hard red wheat futures will drop 15 cents from the current level to 70 cents with expanded limits to $1.05. The soy oil limit would increase from 40 cents a pound to 50 cents with a 75 cent per pound expanded limit. Soy meal futures will increase from $25 a ton to $30 a ton with a 45 per ton expanded limit. And scientists with USDA's Ag Research Service announcing that a vaccine candidate for African swine fever passed an important safety test required for regulatory approval. That successful safety test moves the vaccine one step closer to commercial availability. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A man sustained serious injuries late Monday when the all-terrain vehicle he was riding crashed on the north side of Yates Center in Woodson County, according to authorities. The crash was reported around 9:25 p.m. near the intersection of Main and West Skinner Streets. According to the KHP, a 2005 Honda ATV was eastbound on West Skinner when it went off to the left or north side of the street. The ATV struck a tree and the rider was ejected before striking another tree, the patrol said. The rider, Tyson J. Otis, 41 of Yates Center, was transported to Wesley Medical Center in Wichita for treatment of serious injuries. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office said deputies responded to a report of a domestic violence situation in the call made around 5:30 p.m. Deputies arrived on the scene on Meadowview Avenue. A man with at least one gunshot wound was taken to a Wichita hospital. The Sheriff's Office said the suspect is possibly known and there is no safety concerns to the public. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A man is in critical condition after a shooting in South Wichita. According to Lieutenant Forshee with the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office, at around 5:30 p.m. on Monday, deputies responded to a possible domestic violence call in the 4600 block of South Meadowview. When deputies arrived on the scene, they found a man with a gunshot wound. He was transported to the hospital in critical condition. Forshee said there is no threat to the public, the investigation is ongoing, and no arrests have been made. Amanda Moore of Wichita was sentenced Monday to 36 months of probation with an underlying sentence of 38 months of confinement, meaning if Moore violates her probation, she could face 3 years of prison. In 2019, Moore was arrested after her two-year-old stepdaughter was rushed to a hospital after the father found the child vomiting and then not breathing. The father did begin life-saving measures, and the girl was taken to a local hospital where it was discovered she had suffered a critical head injury. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Firefighters across the country are battling multiple wildfires as tinder dry conditions and high winds whip up flames from Arizona to Florida. That includes a prairie fire in rural southwestern Nebraska that officials say has killed one person, injured at least 15 firefighters, and destroyed at least six homes. A break in the Midwestern weather allowed crews to make significant progress on that blaze Monday along the Kansas-Nebraska line. More than 1,350 square miles have been burned in wildfires across the country so far. Officials say that's outpacing the 10-year average by about 30%. Nebraska state employees will get an added job perk this summer that will let their dependent children attend in-state community colleges for free. Governor Pete Ricketts unveiled a new tuition reimbursement program for the children of state workers. The program could help an estimated 1,000 children in its first year. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle, but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear-out. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All mix, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear-out, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia, you name it, we got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear-out. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit plus tax and fees not all qualified. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months sold.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week opened a public hearing regards vacating a township road, Oak, between Dewey and Main Street, and the alleys in Blocks 2 and 4 in Valitz. Meeting with department heads, the county clerk advised taking filings for precinct committee men and women for the primary election, as well as township clerk position and one other local position, Commissioner District 1. The county councilor said tax sale notices for property owners unable to be served are now being published. The tax sale is probably 6 weeks to 2 months out. Notices have been placed on all tax sale properties. Public Works Administrator said they're busy blading, grading, and hauling rock. Emergency Management has a new clerk to replace Leslie Jeter, who recently transferred to the sheriff's office, as Joy Wilkinson was approved for the post. Deputy Treasurer said the second half tax collection is upcoming. The Extension Agent said they're busy educating the public on the benefits of an extension district and are in the beginning stages of discussing an extension district with four counties to our south. They remain busy educating patrons on Medicare and Medicare supplements and recently prepared over 200 tax returns. The health nurse said they're looking forward to the new nurse, Erin Prawley, starting later this month. The sheriff said he had one employee complete the academy, who is currently a jailer, but will be filling in when he loses two officers to National Guard deployment for a year. Agency on Aging advised state recently extended the mask mandate through May 3rd. Commodities and Breadbasket will continue monthly distributions through the remainder of the year, except for August. Register of Deeds finishing a personal property valuation and will send out valuation notices May 1st. Department heads were asked for input on per diem. It was consensus the per diem does need to increase. Washington County Commissioners at their last meeting heard a presentation from local realtor Mark Ulick regarding property valuations for tax purposes, particularly along U.S. 36 Highway through the city of Washington. Ulick shared information pointing to higher appraised values than adjacent counties, and appraiser Lance Lease was asked to join the meeting. He spoke of a limited number of comparable sales that are used to determine value and addressed other questions. His office will conduct adjacent county data and take that into consideration, with commissioners requesting an update when available. Options regarding establishment of a countywide ambulance service were again discussed, with several representatives present at the Washington County meeting, including emergency management, EMTs, and hospital officials. Jim Reed with the Kansas Board of Emergency Medical Services spoke as to how a system may be organized, urging commissioners to keep satellite services in various communities. Pottawatomie, Jewell, and Rooks counties were noted as operating with combined services. Costs would vary as to whether part or full-time operations would be included. Currently, community ambulance services are located in Washington, Hanover, Lynn, and Clifton. Hanover Hospital recently suspending operations due to staffing issues has prompted discussion on the topic. No action was taken as the conversation continues. A representative with NextEra met with commissioners last week and also with landowners at a dinner meeting, outlining details and progress on the High Banks wind farm program, which was being developed in northwest Washington and eastern Republic counties. Over 300 landowners have signed on, and road improvements for haul routes and turbine locations are tentatively scheduled to begin late this year, with construction beginning next spring and a targeted completion late next year. Of the 216 proposed locations, some 10 to 15% will be located in Washington County. Nemahal County Commissioners met in special session last Tuesday to interview candidates for the Emergency Management Director. Following executive succession, they stated an offer will be extended to an individual for the Emergency Preparedness Director position following reference checks. Work on a pair of Nemahal County bridges north of Centralia will force traffic detours as K-187 is closed to traffic from U.S. 36 South to K-9 Highway. Through November, work is planned on the Weir Creek and Nemahal River bridge crossings located 3 miles and 6 miles north of Centralia. Traffic on K-187 is being detoured to U.S. 36 during construction. Phyllis A. Mathewson, age 88, of Axtell, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 11 until 4, at the Axtell-Landreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Phyllis Mathewson. Wilbur G. Juniman, age 89, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 11 until 5, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Wilbur Juniman.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and warming up across the region today before another chance for some precipitation throughout Wednesday night and through the end of this week. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 50s and upper 60s throughout Iowa, the lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 60s throughout Missouri. Staying much warmer overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-30s and upper 40s throughout Iowa, the lower to upper 40s throughout Nebraska, the mid-40s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 30s and mid-40s throughout Missouri. Warming up even more on Wednesday and more sunshine expected before another chance for some rain showers throughout Wednesday night. On Wednesday, we can expect to see highs in the mid-60s and upper 70s throughout Iowa, the upper 70s and mid-80s throughout Nebraska and Kansas, and the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late April, 69. Record high on this date hit 97. The average low, 46. The record low, 23. We were below freezing overnight at 28. Sunset this evening, 8:15. Sunrise in the morning, 6:35.
The perilous journey of an intrepid lily hunter. We have his story on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, April 26th, the 116th day of the year. Actress Carol Burnett turns 89, and singer Bobby Rydell would have turned 80 years old today. We've all had our share of gardening mishaps, but as you watch the lilies bloom this spring, ponder the sacrifice made by Ernest Wilson, the man who introduced the regal lily to America. On a bulb-collecting tour in China, Wilson was tossed down a mountainside by an avalanche. After setting his leg with a makeshift splint, he continued down the mountain trail where he was nearly trampled by mules. He managed to survive his trip home with his lily bulbs, but suffered from a limp for the rest of his life, which he affectionately referred to as his lily limp. Here's hoping any gardening mishaps you have this spring are too minor to be given a name. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair applauds the Falls City and Sacred Heart students who choose to burn the midnight oil in order to excel in academics such as band, choir, FFA, one act, and more. Everyone knows their hard work will pay off at the upcoming events. From Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, Creative Thought supports the Pawnee City students who excel in academic areas that will pave the way to success in the future. Thank you to the parents and teachers who encourage these scholars to excel. From Creative Thoughts in Pawnee City, a unique gift and floral shop offering delivery to southeast Nebraska. Smith Auto is proud of the Pawnee City High School students who continually strive to be the very best in FFA, speech, band, choir, and so many other areas. These scholars deserve a round of applause. From Smith Auto in Pawnee City, we offer quality used auto parts, body repairs, glass installations, and we buy scrap iron.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, April 25th, 2022. That's officially KU Men's Basketball National Championship Victory Day in Kansas. The 2022 national champions joined Governor Laura Kelly Monday at the State House as she signed a proclamation dedicating the day to the Jayhawks. KU topped North Carolina in the NCAA Tournament Championship game 72-69 earlier this month, completing the largest comeback in NCAA title game history. The win secured Bill Self's second national championship at Kansas and the Jayhawks' first since 2008. And keeping with the KU theme, the recently crowned national champs will stop in Topeka this Friday as part of their barnstorming tour. KU Celebration Tour launched Saturday in Wichita. For dates and locations of the KU Barnstorming Tour, go to this website, barnstormingtour.com. Tickets can also be purchased at that website. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily. Exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
This evening, Wichita State University soccer baseball team will play the Oklahoma State Cowboys at Riverfront Stadium in downtown Wichita. The Shockers are 13-27 overall so far this season. The Cowboys, on the other hand, are 27-13. Their last matchup was on April 12th, where OSU won 8-5. First pitch is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Dawson Wills and Caden Uhlenhake will represent Washburn University as Central Region individuals in the NCAA Central Midwest Golf Regional. Wills won four tournaments throughout the season, including the Washburn Invitational, which was an MAAA event. He finished with 29.5 conference points to take fifth in the conference. Uhlenhake finished top 15 in three of the four MIAA events, which put him 10th in the conference with 19.5 points. Both earned first-team All-MIAA honors this year. The regional will be played on March 5th through the 7th at the Purgatory Golf Club in Noblesville, Indiana. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringstorff. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and want. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Plant Skid Animal Repellents offer all-natural, effective plant protection for your garden, trees, and shrubs. It's proven effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, squirrels, and other herbivores. Plant Skid is OMRI listed for organic use, and you don't need to reapply after every rain or snow. Plus, it has built-in soil enhancement for bigger, healthier plants. Plant Skid is made in the USA and available at independent garden centers across the country. Find out more at plantskydd.com.
Share your love of snapdragons for a chance to win a $500 grand prize. The National Garden Bureau is looking for gardeners, growers, retailers, and anyone who loves snapdragons to inspire others through creative videos. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This longtime favorite flower may evoke memories of your parents and grandparents or time spent pinching the blossoms to make them talk. Share your memories or create some new ones by growing a few snapdragons in your garden or containers. Then break out your phone and create a 30 to 60 second video about why you love this plant. It can be a testimonial, skit, animation, or other style that best demonstrates your passion. Visit the National Garden Bureau website, ngb.org, for details and get busy. The deadline is May 15th. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
Lots of people have nicknames. This baseball Hall of Famer was so proud of his hometown, they inserted it into his name on his plaque at the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. The story of that record holder and the interesting town name from where he hailed is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Sam Crawford and his friends were like many youngsters who will do just about anything to get to play a game.
He and lots of local kids would play wherever they could find a spot, and they didn't have a regulation ball or a real ball, so they would make up ball.
Aaron Hauser shares the story from Crawford's hometown of Wahoo, Nebraska.
He dropped out of school, seventh grade, so he never finished school. He apprenticed as a barber and a shoeshine boy in one of the local general merchandise stores, the Killian Brothers store, and the manager of Killian Brothers was interested in starting a team.
It was an inauspicious start for a man who would become a Hall of Famer.
They kind of went around to the small towns and played other put-together teams. They didn't have uniforms or anything at the time, so they just rode around in a wagon and showed up in a town and, hey, we're here to play baseball.
Crawford played in Canada for 6 months, was discovered by the Cincinnati Reds, and debuted with them in September of 1899. He later played for Detroit in the same outfield with Ty Cobb.
He played at the same time, was a little bit overshadowed by Ty Cobb. Apparently, they didn't get along. Sam thought that Ty was kind of a show-off, was more about Ty Cobb instead of the team. But in later years, it was Ty Cobb who really pushed for him to be a part of the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Crawford still holds the major league record for triples for a career at 309, and second most inside the park home runs. He was proud of his roots, and upon election to the hall in Cooperstown, he requested his plaque read, Sam Wahoo Crawford. Traveling the countryside in Wahoo, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household and collectible auction for the Dolores Sutton Estate and Harold and Virginia Sutton. Saturday, April 30th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at 700 Cooley Street in Blue Rapids. Selling appliances to include a stack washer and dryer, 26 cubic foot refrigerator, washer and dryer set, 60-inch flat screen TV, plus 3 and 4-piece bedroom sets, other furniture and kitchen items. Hand tools include power tools. A rotting lawnmower is a 13-horse 30-inch, plus a 5-horse chipper vac, other yard items. Antiques and collectibles include an upright phonograph and records, 2 tabletop Victrolas, player piano and rolls. Primitives include frame, leather, cushion, barber chair, round galvanized icebox. Glassware includes carnival, cobalt blue, ruby red, milk glass, crystal, and depression. This household and collectible auction for the Dolores Sutton Estate and Harold and Virginia Sutton, Saturday, April 30th, begins at 10 a.m. in Blue Rapids at 700 Cooley Street. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
There are
many different types of features found on agricultural GPS guidance systems. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Choosing a system depends on your needs as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
No matter the size of your operation, having a GPS system when planting, spraying, and other field operations gives you better accuracy and efficiency. You can choose between several levels of accuracy. Morgan Dietrich is the market manager for embedded technology at John Deere. He says the type of GPS receiver needed for your operation depends on the intended use because it determines repeatability and pass-to-pass accuracy.
SF1 is our base signal. And that is pass-to-pass accuracy in 15 minutes within 6 inches. So if you would come back to that same place within that 15 minutes, you should still be within the 6 inches. Once you're past that time frame, you could be further away. Then when we step that up to SF3, that would be 1.2 inches in 15 minutes, but it actually allows repeatability of that 1.2 inches for a full 9 months.
Another option is called RTK, real-time kinematic.
And that essentially allows you to come back to the same point year after year with 1 inch accuracy. That's the beauty of RTK, and it allows customers to do things more repeatable than would an SF1 or an SF3. There are additional costs for RTK. You need to have a radio that essentially helps you triangulate where your signal is coming from.
You also need a display and the software that enables the system. How easy it is to use is another important factor. Consider how intuitive the menus, buttons, and touch interfaces are, and how easy it is to train other operators. Learn more about choosing a guidance system for your operation at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If I forget him and wander away, still he does love me or ever stray. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me. Back to his dear loving arms, would I free when I remember that Jesus, he loves me. He loves me, he loves me. Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves.
Fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
A new consumer survey shows low levels of trust in food and agriculture. Details ahead on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com.
April is National Safe Digging Month, and One Oak wants to remind you once again about the need to call or click 811 before you dig. You'll prevent injuries, property damage, and potential utility outages. Again, this reminder is from One Oak. The College of Food, Agriculture, and Natural Resources at the University of Minnesota reports a new survey showing only 24% of adults in the U.S. having a high degree of trust in where and how their food is produced.
While that sounds bad, just listen to Frances Homans, who heads the Department of Applied Economics at the college.
It's not necessarily that they don't trust the food system, but they're interested more in the practices that were used to grow their food and the people that grew their food, and people are also more interested in climate. I think we've always known that our food was grown on farms by farmers, and I think now we're just more interested in just more detail about that.
I remember not long ago that farmers were among the most trusted of any profession. So what happened? Homan says it may be a case of where people are getting their information about food and ag.
I do think that our whole media ecosystem can be a little confusing and perplexing. So whether it's social media people, influencers talking without really knowing what they're talking about, or just the stream of information that you get, it's a little hard to necessarily separate fact from fiction.
More on this tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Several one-owner trades ready to go at Nordis Motor Company in Marysville include a 2019 Chevy Traverse, 31,000 miles, it has a leather interior. They have a 2015 GMC Acadia all-wheel drive and a 2012 Buick Enclave all-wheel drive with leather interior at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, there's a lot of issues battling the ag industry, including fuel prices, freight charges, and avian influenza that are all helping push prices up for organic fertilizer. And Steve Lindeen, he's a manager with Midwestern Bio Ag, and he shares more about the organic fertilizer supply chain, beginning with what organic farmers primarily use for their fertilizer.
What organic farmers typically need and use for fertilizer are some commercially produced products, like a nitrogen, a 13-00 rock phosphate for phosphates, and then there are organic potassium products. They tend to rely a lot on poultry litter, too, to get the nutrients the crop needs. That would be the major ones.
He goes on to explain that Midwestern BioAg has been available to source supply for the spring despite the cost of fuel and freight, and the only disruptions from the highly pathogenic avian influenza, otherwise known as the bird flu.
There's some large chicken farms in Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin that we tend to purchase product from. There's been some challenges in that particular product because of the bird flu obviously shutting down many poultry operations. Some have quarantined, so trucks can't enter their property. So that's put a little bit of a strain on the supply. The other thing that kind of affects that is fuel prices have risen dramatically, so that the way the freight charges have increased quite a bit. We have been able to source for this spring, maybe more of a challenge as we move through the summer and fall. The rail has affected it to a smaller degree, you know, with the backlog in the products that need to be shipped by rail, but that, you know, just a combination of the whole world economy.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All makes, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia? You name it, we've got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clear out. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit plus tax and fees not all qualify. Limited term financing offers cannot be combined with expired months.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The American Farm Bureau celebrating Earth Day today by highlighting agriculture's role in reducing greenhouse gases. Michael Clements with more on how agriculture is making a difference.
Earth Day gives farmers and ranchers a chance to celebrate their conservation efforts that are helping reduce emissions. Shelby Myers, American Farm Bureau Federation economist, says data from the Environmental Protection Agency shows agriculture consistently accounts for just 10% of all U.S. greenhouse gas emissions.
The other thing that we have is the ability for us to sequester greenhouse gas emissions in our land use change, and forestry sector represents about negative 12.7%, which means it's pulling those emissions out of the air, and it increased year over year by 4% from 2019 to 2020. And so when you combine our ability to sequester greenhouse gases with staying just 10%, we're actually at negative 2% overall.
Myers says conservation efforts by farmers are reducing emissions.
Agriculture continues to make great strides in its ability to implement voluntary conservation practices, and we've seen those be very successful over the last couple of years. And in particular, it's led to a year over year reduction in agricultural emissions from 2019 to 2020 by at least 4.3%.
She says there's plenty of things for farmers and ranchers to celebrate.
Our ability to do more with less is certainly something to be celebrated. Since 1990, per capita emissions for agriculture have decreased 20%. That means we're feeding more people and we're producing at a high efficiency, but also doing it in ways that are conserving resources and taking care of our land and natural resources. So ag continues to show itself as a strong partner in reducing greenhouse gases.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
There are many different types of features found on agricultural GPS guidance systems. Choosing a system depends on your needs. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our Exact Emerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
The size of your operation, having a GPS system when planting, spraying, and other field operations gives you better accuracy and efficiency. You can choose between several levels of accuracy. Morgan Dietrich is the market manager for embedded technology at John Deere. He says the type of GPS receiver needed for your operation depends on the intended use because it determines repeatability and pass-to-pass accuracy.
SF1 is our base signal. And that is pass-to-pass accuracy in 15 minutes within 6 inches. So if you would come back to that same place within that 15 minutes, you should still be within the 6 inches. Once you're past that time frame, you could be further away. Then when we step that up to SF3, that would be 1.2 inches in 15 minutes, but it actually allows repeatability of that 1.2 inches for a full 9 months.
Another option is called RTK, real-time kinematic.
And that essentially allows you to come back to the same point year after year with 1-inch accuracy. That's the beauty of RTK, and it allows customers to do things more repeatable than would an SF1 or an SF3. There are additional costs for RTK. You need to have a radio that essentially helps you triangulate where your signal is coming from.
You also need a display and the software that enables the system. How easy it is to use is another important factor. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about choosing a guidance system for your operation at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Tuesday today. Market's wrapping up in just a little bit. Still pretty consistent on the board for the grain market. Corn and wheat still higher right now. Soybeans are were mixed on the board. They're a little bit higher now after slowing down just a bit earlier today. Mixed in the livestock market as well, with live cattle up, feeder cattle down on the day. We'll see how we close the markets in a bit. In the corn market, they are lingering positive still. May corn's up 1¾ cents at 802 even a bushel. We have the July corn up 2¾ cents at $8.75. In the wheat market, May KC wheat's up 12¾ cents at 11.58, with the July up 12 cents at 11.65 even. On the soybean side, they saw a little bit of red earlier. They're back into the positive now, with May soybeans up 4½ cents at 17.08, July up 0¼ cents at 16.75½. On the meal side, May meal's down $5 at 4.47½, with the oil in the green $2.46, sitting 85.20 right now. Cotton market's been pretty consistent, kind of mixed on the board. May's up 88 cents at 142.29. The July's down by 45 cents at 134.96. Livestock market, they are mixed on the board still, as live cattle for April sitting up a dollar in the green at 140.10. June's up 82 cents at 136.25. Feeder cattle a little bit lower here in the red, as April is down a quarter at 156.30, with the May in the red 22 cents at 161.07. And the lean hogs, they're taking a bit of a hit today. May's down $3.02 at 104.77. U.S. dollar index for June, they're up 48 cents right now, sitting 102.25. Overall, the 30-year bonds for June are up just over a point, sitting at 142.20. And 10-year notes for June in the green, almost a point, sitting at 120.05. So mostly higher there across the board. Stock market, on the other hand, continuously moving downward. The Dow Jones down 606 points in the red.
Are you looking for a great deal on a pre-owned vehicle, but find they're hard to come by? Get to Rusty Eck Ford's used car clearout. Other dealers may not have the selection, but Rusty Eck Ford has over 250 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. All makes, all models, all with our guaranteed lowest prices. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clearout, with financing as low as 2.9% APR. Looking for a pre-owned Chevy? We got them. How about a Toyota? No problem. Dodge, Nissan, Kia, you name it, we've got it. And if we don't, we'll find it for you. Plus, lock in your rate today as low as 2.9% APR before they go any higher. It's Rusty Eck Ford's used car clearout. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers with approved credit for specs and fees not all qualify. Limited term financing. Offers cannot be combined with expired months sold.
Beautify your home. Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to make your home look its best. Inline offers stamped concrete as well for a unique custom look. If you need a concrete approach for a commercial building or shed, Inline can fix you up. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525 for all types of concrete construction.
Days. legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.